It's great to have John Brooke with us. I said I might interview John, but what I really mean by that is I'll stand here and talk about him while he's
there. So, as well.
Well, it's entirely up to you, John. It's really easy.
For a formal interrogation.
Yeah, so...
if anybody's cold, there are heaters that can be put on for indication and issues.
John will be very easy to hack up, I think, of any nature, so do interrupt him for any reason, that would be great. So, John is the vicar of St George's Worthing. But you didn't grow up around here, did you, John?
No, I grew up in Manchester, Spallerfield, not far from that lovely part of Manchester, sometimes referred to as Moss Side. Manchester and also Nepal in the Himalayas, which are two slightly different places.
And what took you to Nepal? Obviously your parents, I
suppose,
but what took you to Nepal?
Yes, so my parents worked with Interserve. My father trained as a doctor and was working with a hospital in Tansen, so they were missionaries there. We were there for 6 years. quite a portion of my time was in Kathmandu, first when we first arrived, and then for the final 2 years I was at a boarding school. I was secondary age by that stage. I was at a boarding school in Kathmandu. But when I wasn't there, we were in this place called Tansen, which is it was famous for a couple of reasons. One is it was one of the first places that missionaries were able to establish a permanent presence in Nepal. They'd been able to visit, but they hadn't been able to stay and to have a base and to begin to church plant and to spread the good news of Jesus that way. But also, it was one of the places that was involved in the research that led to a cure for what we call leprosy. Tansen Hospital, perched on the side of a hill. I say hill, Tansen's at 4,500 feet, which is higher than Ben Nevis. It's very definitely a hill if you have ever lived in the Himalayas. Very, very different Nepal's a landlocked country. Manchester's quite a long way from the sea, although it's got the glorious Ship Canal. Not glorious. Now we're down on the south coast.
So I think of you as doing something
very
science at university.
It's a material science degree, so an engineering degree, bit of maths, a bit of chemistry, bit of physics, bit of mechanical and electrical engineering.
Told me that you largely avoided having a proper job, but people will want to know about your brief Welsh connection.
Welsh connection. It's important to mention the Welsh connection, particularly today. I'm sure they are. I spent a very happy summer working at British Steel, as it was then. Shortly afterwards, it became Chorus, and then sort of went somewhere else. But in Ebervale, in south of the Brecon Beacons, I was looking it up on Google Maps the other day, because Daniel, my eldest, is due to go on a D&D expedition there soon, and they flattened the factory. It's not there. It's all fields now. It's gone the other way. You know, once upon a time, this is all fields. No, now the factory is all fields. So, there we go.
So now you're a vicar, and you did your curacy at Hilton Parish Church.
I did. Yeah.
And you led a church, a sort of Methodist Anglican church, at the Haven, mm-hmm. in a school in Eastbourne, mm-hmm. and then you were the associate vicar at Holy Trinity Eastbourne, now you're at St George's Worthing, and there is a wife and some children.
Yes, I'm married to Meg, and we have four children, Daniel, Naomi, Joel and Elijah. And I struggle to remember their ages because they keep changing, but I can refer you to Mark's children and say they're all, because each one is just slightly older than the corresponding one of Mark's children. Incredibly, that's worked out that way. And we delight in family times and visits over here and having them over there. That's wonderful.
Obviously, I'll have the phone of honor if you want to have to precise it.
Yeah, exactly. I refer you to Meg for those.
Tell us how long you've been at St George's, and just give us a sort of flavour of that, maybe what do you see as the big sort of opportunities and challenges here? What might we pray for you and your family?
Thank you. So St George's has been an evangelical church for many years. It's a church society patronage, if that means anything to you in the room here. It's in the east side of Worthing, although it serves the wider Worthing area. The surrounding area it presents quite a number of challenges. It's right flat bang in the middle of the coastal strip of deprivation that people like to talk about across the bottom of Sussex there. It's got a number of halfway houses in the parish, and some industrial estates as well. Most of the sort of the well-to-do end of Worthing is not in East Worthing. Let's put it that way. But Worthing itself as a whole sees some migration out of Brighton, with some younger families turning up in local schools and in the communities as well. So there's quite a bit of change there, is what I'm trying to say, I suppose. Within the church, they are a church that has been very active in the past, a little bit less active now, and are very aware that we've got a window of opportunity to pass the baton on, as it were, to a younger generation, and I think that sort of sets up a couple of the challenges that we face at the moment. So three challenges really. So one is reaching our local area with the changes that we're going through, getting to know our local area and the challenges that they face, and communicating the good news of Jesus into that community. How do you do that? How do you reach out in a way that people will listen to rather than just switch off? The second is really looking to get alongside and get to know our these local families in particular who are coming along and who are moving into the area. That I think presents an opportunity for us as a church. And then thirdly, staying true to the gospel as we've received it, guarding the good deposit, staying firm and standing on the Bible truths and continuing to proclaim them afresh to a new generation, proclaiming it in it perhaps in a different way, but not changing the message. The gospel remains the same to each generation, and that's our perhaps two particular challenges that we face at the moment.
Fantastic. Thank you, John. So I'll say a prayer and then we'll hand over to John. We're hoping to stop by 11:30 for more coffee, and I imagine people would forgive you if you stopped at 11:28 or whatever. That will be fine. But we'll stop by 11:30. Let's pray, shall we? So Father, thank you for this opportunity to spend some time together with your people around your word. We ask your blessing on our fellowship, and particularly on John as he opens your word to us. Please help him and help us. We thank you for that unchanging gospel which we have to proclaim. Mm-hmm. We pray for John and his family and the church family there in Worthing, that you would bless them as they seek to reach children, young people and families, and indeed all sorts of people in that parish and beyond. We pray for faithfulness to the good deposit of your word. We pray that the goodness of the Lord Jesus and his gospel and your word might shine forth to us and from us today. Please help and encourage us as we think about the accounts of the life of Joseph from the Old Testament, that we might your promises more firmly and live in the light of them, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.